The latest report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom reveals a disappointing trend. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's more about that. Plus, we'll tell you which country was new to the report coming up. And then, a ministry is passing the torch of a unique deaf outreach to Deaf Bible Society. That story in a couple of moments. But first, the persecution of believers is nothing new. But a recent report shows a disturbing trend. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom recently released its annual report, which notes that religious liberty worldwide is crumbling in both depth and breadth.
It's another lens with which to see who are the countries that are problematic and where the government needs to use its significant power and influence to improve human rights.
For the first time, Russia is a country of particular concern. Also new to the list this year are entities of particular concern, non-state organizations like terror groups that inflict violence on people of faith. Open Doors President David Curry says, we must take action on defending their cause.
I think it's time that Christians start letting their voice be heard to the Trump administration, that they want to see movement, appointment on these positions. We have, as I said, seem to have much better access than we did in the previous administration, but yet we haven't seen anything happen. If this were the Obama administration, I think evangelicals and American Christians would be pretty angry at the way in which these positions have been handled and the corresponding way in which the issues haven't been handled at all.
Curry says it's also vital we remember to pray for these believers. You can find specific prayer points at our website. And in rural areas of Uganda, it's not unusual for older men to seek illicit relationships with young girls. Sadly, the girls usually accept. Francis Sinyanjo of Set Free Ministries East Africa says that's what makes this young girl's story so amazing. She came from a poor home and was approached by a powerful, rich older man from town. But she refused his attention not once, but three times. Why? Because she knew she had to focus on her studies. She was a student at one of Set Free Ministry's primary schools in Uganda. When her mother heard the story, she was shocked.
She decided to commit herself to try to use whatever she has to make sure that her child continues in school. Because she knew that by continuing with school, the child's prospects for life would be much, much, much better.
In this community, Set Free offers students a supportive, gospel-centered education through grade 7, but they want to be doing more.
This is high time that we moved forward and continue supporting these children, maybe for the next 6 years while in high school, and try to provide them with an environment that will enable them to mature in their Christian walk, but at the same time provide a skill for their livelihood.
You can help with the high school building project through gifts and prayer at missionnews.org. And television and program streaming platforms like Netflix and Hulu are only growing in popularity. It's even been helpful for the church and Christians to use online streaming to share services, Christian movies, and online devotionals. But what about the deaf community? Closed captioning helps, but if sign language is a deaf person's first language, closed captioning translates as a secondary language for them. Deaf Bible Society is addressing this with the recent acquisition of DVC Christian Television Network. Deaf Bible's J.R. Bucklew explains.
We hope to be able to provide a service that will be accessible through mobile app stores, through online, through platforms like Apple TV, Samsung, all of the above, where deaf viewers or hearing people who sign can go on and they can get on-demand access to children's programming in sign language, Bible study series, teachings from different deaf churches. They can go on and see there are a few short films that have been created in American Sign Language that have a Christian theme.
It'll take a while to set up still, but praise God for this ministry advance.
A couple of years ago, their fear was that they would just have to sunset the ministry. Now we're really able to carry on their legacy and engage millions of lives. And so just be praying for the process.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.